Yeah.
Welcome to Security Guy Radio.
We're just getting started, Chuck.
Yeah. The conference just started.
Welcome to Security Guy Radio, SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 27. What's your name, sir?
I'm Dan Gross.
And what's the name of your company?
White Source Software.
What do you guys do?
Open source security.
Oh, that makes me very nervous.
Yes. No, it should make you very happy.
Well, a lot of our discussion has been around the challenges with open source.
Well, of course, the open source code makes me nervous, but the security for it does not. Okay, good. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm more positive now.
Yeah. So
tell us what you guys do.
Yeah. So our philosophy that actually open source is great. It's amazing. And people should use as much as they can from open source because it saves you a lot of money and time. Like today, reports say that from every commercial software, about between 60 to 80% of it is actually open source component.
80% now, wow.
That's a lot. And most actually solution are integration between open source component. And the challenge is that with all that good things, there is a lot of bad thing that whatever you get, also hacker get.
Right.
So, and if you ask developer, do you like open source? He said, yes, I love it. If you ask like the chief security officer or compliant officer, what do you say about open source? He said, oh, no, not in my place.
Right.
So we're actually bridging that gap. So what we offer is, first of all, we got the largest database of vulnerabilities.
Oh.
Vulnerability, maintenance, quality, and so on about open source. So when a security or legal officer can define the policy, you know, what kind of open source does he allow into his organization? If it's from licensing perspective or from vulnerability perspective. And after he defined the policy, every time the developer is actually looking at an open source, want to deploy open source, our platform can give them kind of a workflow and vulnerability and knowledge that tells them, oh, don't touch that. That's a known vulnerability. And even so, this is how you fix it. So that's the first phase, kind of the detection. Then there is a maintenance. Let's say you have your Git repository and you want to make sure that everything within your Git is actually complying with your licensing policy and is secure. So we can actually secure the gate for that repository and make sure everything in there is actually secure. Third is on the build. Let's say we got to the phase that someone actually committed the build with a vulnerability. We can fail the build and let him know there is like some component which are either non-compliance with the license policy or his vulnerabilities. And the last thing is actually after he deployed it. As you may know, like 80% of known vulnerabilities, of known big hacks that happened, that data was stolen, were actually from known vulnerability.
Yep.
People, the vulnerability was out there. People knew about it, but the organization didn't have a clue actually they have that open source component within their data, with their solution. So what we can offer customers, our customer is actually, it's kind of a maintenance. If there is a known vulnerability on their existing component, so we can let them know, hey, there is something risky over here. Go back, patch your software, patch your components, and then you'll be secure.
So is this platform for developers and the IT tech, or is this for executives? Who is the consumer of this product?
So the day-to-day user will be the developer, but the policy, the people who define the policy and controls
management.
Are the management, the security and compliance. So as I mentioned, it's kind of bridge the gap between the security and compliance team and the security and the development team.
I like this guy, Sharice.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. This is very well explained.
Thank
very
you.
Well. I didn't even want to interrupt.
No, no. It's brilliant, right? So how do you get the largest database of vulnerabilities? How did you get that?
So this is our secret source. Like we scan the internet, all kind of communities and forum and collect the data. And we have a team of research validate that data. And actually our database, most of the time is like even 6 weeks, accurate 6 weeks before the NVD. And 6 weeks in hacking time, it's like eternity.
Right. And now do you share that data and make it available for a consumer base?
For our customer. This is what our customer gave. You know, our largest database with all the vulnerability. And when you register to our solution, this is what you get.
So is it vulnerabilities in software and in open source or also across hardware?
No, just open source component.
Just open source component.
Now, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool capitalist. I believe in the free system. I like competition. But in this case, I get a little worried about 100 different companies having 100 different databases that might contain the next 9/11 guy, but they don't know it because they're not comparing and sharing data. Now, I know you shouldn't compare and share data because that's proprietary and you got the biggest database, but what if we...
But eventually it get up to the NVD.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, eventually it get up into the NVD, but we want to expedite the process. We don't want to wait for that. And we also want to collect, there's a lot of good data in the community. You know, the community knows most of, not only the vulnerability and how to fix it. They want to make sure to share that data, share that knowledge with the right people who actually most of the time don't know how to reach that data.
So, if
so we do the aggregation for them.
If open source is good for programming, wouldn't the security version of open source be good for security? In other words, should we make all security on open source software available to everybody, and therefore the hackers can't get ahead of you as fast because we already have a patch before you came up with something you're going to do? Does it make sense? I don't speak very well sometimes. So.
No, eventually, you know, when everybody will be our customers. So.
Well, that's the idea, right?
Yeah,
right.
But you know, the data is available out there.
Okay.
And you have a lot of contributors to open source. Oh. That's why it's called open source.
Right. But if you're trying to protect against open source, what if all, and there's not a lot of people doing open source security that I know of. There's not a lot of people, right?
It's
specialty. But what if all you guys got together? Then it's one giant database of protection and finding vulnerabilities and stuff. You know, maybe company B doesn't have what you have. And
that's kind of the secret source and our competitive advantage, that we know how to collect the data.
Yeah,
we know how to validate that data, and we can provide our customer with the best information. And I think also what happens eventually, that because we got large customer base, also it's kind of shared within our customer. You know, every customer who finds something, we kind of share that information within the community, which make it even more appealing.
Now, you said, you asked them if the developers use it mostly.
Yes.
So that's your primary customers, the developer?
So the developer are not, there are, eventually they're using it on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
But the one who care about it are the security and compliance.
Interesting.
The policy holders, the management.
Why don't the developers care? That's what I don't get.
Usually because developers just want to get it out.
Yep. To market, remember we talked about that?
I know,
that.
But
they just want to get it out.
You're putting out something to market that's no good. And if you built a car like that,
that's true.
Nobody would buy your cars.
But it's not necessarily that's no good. It works.
But it was good at the time they developed it. They didn't know they had vulnerability. Vulnerability, it's someone else. It's not my job. My job is to deliver, develop a model.
It's a mindset.
It's hard for me to get my head around.
I know. It's just, it's a mindset. The developer's task is to develop a product, get it out to market so that it works.
Yeah.
Not build in security.
Okay. All right. I'm just an idiot. I'm just a physical security guy. I don't know anything about it.
No, that makes sense. You know, it's a known gap. If you talk to a large organization, the development with open source, it's kind of a nightmare. You have to do it manually. It takes years, and most time they just don't touch it because it's too hard. With our solution, you can define the boundary, you can find, you know, what the organization can do, and let the developer do whatever they want.
Now, what keeps you up at night? What are you worried the most about?
Oh, my wife.
That's an excellent answer.
That was
the perfect answer.
That's the right answer.
Right answer.
Dan Cross, whitesourcesoftware.com. Did I say that correctly?
Yep.
Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio at Black Hat 2017. Fascinating subject.
Thank you.
I feel better. Do you feel better?
Yes, I do.
I feel better. We got people like Dan on the case. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for hosting me.